Rabotai, let's take a look at this long post this year, at the very beginning of Masechta Zvachim, and B'li Neder, what I'd love to do at some point is to go through the Tosfos from beginning to end, you know, line by line, but I'm not going to do that now, but I'm going to focus on the wide lines. Now you may notice that in the classical Shas, I can't help you with the other, you know, printings. You'll find in the Vilna Shas that this Tosfos appears like a step, kind of in an L shape that keeps going down. So if you take a look at the widest lines towards the bottom
on
Bet Amud Aleph, at the very beginning, the first Tosfos in Masechta Zvachim, you'll see on that first wide line approximately the sixth or seventh word in that line, it says umiv.
Yes.
Okay, so if you could keep your finger on the word umiv, I want to give just a little bit of an introduction because we are sort of jumping in to the middle of Tosfos. Tosfos has established the following, that there is an equation between two parts of the Akrovas HaKarbon, and that is Zvicha and Haktara. Haktara means when you put the Emurim on the Mizbeach, or in the case of an Ola, you put all the Basa on the Mizbeach, and it goes up in smoke, in fire. And based on this Yalfusa, equating Zvicha with Haktara, Tosfos derives the following conclusion. There's a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Zvachim on Daf Mem Vav that lists six different machshavos that the Kohen has to have during the Akrovas HaKorba. And Tosfos, based on this equation between Zvicha, between Shechita and Haktara, derives the conclusion that not only are these six machshavos required during Shechita, during Zvicha, which is explicit in the Torah, but they're required during Haktara as well, during the Haktaras Haimurin. So that's what we have to know in order to appreciate the word Umihu, which we're about to embark upon. And it says the following. Amongst the six machshavos listed in the Mishnah in the fourth perek, the first two are l'shem zevach, which means an ola l'shem ola, as opposed to an ola l'shem shlomim. That's called shini kodesh. And l'shem zoveach, which means that you have to have in mind for the purpose of the baal hakorban. Those two machshavos are very basic, very fundamental, almost critical. I say almost critical, they're not totally critical, because if instead of those machshavos l'shem zevach, l'shem zoveach, he had a machshav shalol l'shem zevach, let's say ola l'shem shlomim instead of ola l'shem ola, or shalol l'shem bailim, he had in mind that the zrika should be machaper for Shimon instead of for Reuven the Baal HaKorban. In those cases, it's almost critical. That's the phrase I'm using. But it is critical. What do I mean? Here we have that complex halacha that's formulated in the first Mishnah in Zvachim, that on the one hand the carbon is kosher, but on the other lo olu l'bailim l'shem chov, and they have to replace it with a second carbon. Now Tosfos wants to know, are those the only two machshavos that we require? And Tosfos says, no. We have an equation between Zvicha, which means Shechita, and Haktara. So that even at the moment of Haktara Sakarban, Haktara Saimurim, we require these six machshavos. Okay, is that just L'chatchila? Is that just a nice, how should we say, cherry on top of the cake? On top of the ice cream? Icing on top of the cake? Or shall we equate it with Zvicha l'shem zoveach and with l'shem zevach and l'shem zoveach, which means that if he has the wrong kavana, the wrong machshava, then the carbon is not olul l'bayil l'shem chovah. They're going to have to replace the carbon. If during the course of this year I use the word psul and I say that shalol l'shma is pasul, please don't misunderstand me. Obviously, it's not pasul. The Mishnah says it's kosher, but I mean it's pasul as far as the kapara for the bialim are concerned, such to such extent they have to replace it. So if I ever use the word pasul, you know, you'll forgive me. It's a very loose use of the term, but it just saves me the energy of saying over kosher v'lo olul l'bayil l'shem chovah, which is a little bit of a long sentence. I may use the word pasul, I don't mean it literally, but you'll understand what I mean. Now, once Tosfos has established, which is the first half of this Tosfos that we're not going to do right now, that we have an equation to haktara, which means that haktara is going to be equated with zvicha, and just like in zvicha, we require all six machshavos, so too in haktara we're going to require all six machshavos. Is it a package deal of what we'll call it kulam shavim, and all six machshavos are equal? And now if we're applying them to haktara, then the implication here is, Rabosai, that to the same extent that the first two machshavos of L'shem Zoveach and L'shem Zevach would be critical, and the carbon is pasul, if it was Shalol L'shma or Shalol L'shem Bailin, Mishinah Kodeshim or Shinim Bailin, then we should extend that to the other four machshavos. For example, the machshav has to be L'shem Ishim. So if he thinks that he's going to take the carbon and the basar carbon, and he's going to, instead of burning it on the mizbeach, he's going to burn it on charcoals, and then after it's roasted, then he'll put it onto the mizbeach. Whatever the case may be, would those machshavos likewise pasul the carbon if he messed up? Meaning, once you have this hekesh, and the hekesh tells you that not only in shechita do you require these machshavos, these six machshavos, but also in haktara, then should we take the whole kit and caboodle and say that all six machshavos are equal and they have the same status and they apply not only to the four avodos which are called matan damim, meaning the four avodos that begin with shechita and culminate with zrikas hadam, but they go even beyond haktara? That's what the hekesh tells me. So we need these machshavos even for haktara sayimurim. Now Tosfos has a problem. Should we go one step further? And if we equate them all, they're all made of mikshachas, you know, of one ilk, then it means that just like the requirement of L'shem Zevach and L'shem Zoveach are critical requirements, critical machshavos, and if he has the opposite machshavah, it's going to pasul the karbon, which means shalol l'bayil l'shem. So too, when we get to haktara, in the other four machshavos, we're going to come to the conclusion that if he doesn't have the proper machshava, then the karma will be possible. So Tosfos says, and now we're up to Umiu, if everyone has the place again, the first of the wide lines on the bottom of the Tosfos, he says, however, ha lo matzinun, it's impossible to mail with me'akesha to take this hekesh to its logical conclusion, dinema, and therefore suggest that since the haktara has to be l'shem shisha dvarim with the six machshavos, just like the zvicha does, then if he doesn't do so, lo alu l'shem chova, which means in our terminology, just for the purpose of communication, the carbon is pasul, and that psul applies not just to the first two machshavos on the list of six of l'shem zoveach l'shem zevach, but also to the balance of the other four. The Eidom Aratza, and therefore he forfeits the Ritzu because he didn't have in mind L'shem Eish and L'shem Reach and L'shem Nichoach and L'shem Hashem. Bechol Hanach Dalet Dvarim. Avav Dvarim. I said Dalet because what I really meant is the other four. Meaning, but Tosfos says all six as one indivisible entity, and if it works in two, meaning if the Halach Lo Ol Bayil L'shem Chova operates in two, if he has the wrong machshava, so too in the balance of the six, meaning the other four, if he doesn't have the right machshava, it should be possible. And Tosfos says no. Why? Dahu kra, because that pasuk, which by the way is in Parshas Ola. In the Parsha of Ola, there's a pasuk from which the Gemara in the fourth parak derives that he needs l'shem isha, l'shem reach, l'shem nichoach, and so forth and so on. Ksiv, that Parsha, is written by Ktoras Haimurim. So again, we now know that in Haktoras Haimurim he needs these machshavos, meaning not just two but all six. But Tosus says it can't be that in the absence of these machshavos at the time of Haktoras Haimurim, the carbon is possible, meaning lo ol ba'al l'shem chover. That's impossible. Says Tosus, why? I mean, after all, I look into the parasha, I derive all these machshavos from the parasha, and included in that list is, for example, is l'shem zevach, that the ola is brought l'shem zevach, l'shem ola, not l'shem shlomim. So why not just add just make the next step? In other words, draw the next logical conclusion that just like in l'shem zevach, the first on the list, if he didn't have machshav l'shem zevach, he didn't have l'shem ola, but rather l'shem shlomim, the carbon is possible, ola by l'shem chova, the same thing should apply to all the other halachos, all of which are derived in the parasha of Ola, and Ola requires Haktara, complete Haktara. So Tosis says, because Vehu Atzmo, meaning the Ola itself, Shelo Huktu Emurov, I'm going to add one word here, Klal, in other words, if let's say he went through Shechita, culminated in Zrikas Adam, and then he wasn't mocked to the Imurim. The Imurim dissipated into thin air. Tosa says, caution. The carbon is caution. So Rabbo said, what's the critical moment which establishes the Kashrus HaKarban?
Zrika.
So once the Zrika took place, we could all go home and celebrate because the carbon is caution. Now we're up to Haktoras Emurim. Obviously, the Torah requires Haktoras Emurim. That's a great mitzvah. But these machshavos, if he doesn't have them properly, which he should have, because within the context of Haktoras Emurim, the Torah requires all these machshavos, l'shem isha, l'shem reach, l'shem nichoach. But in the absence of these machshavos, the carbon cannot possibly be possible, because what? Exactly, the kashrus of the carbon was already clinched, was already set in stone at the point of Zrika. So that's what Tosa says. For who atzmo shelo huktu emurov kashrus. In other words, Tosa is saying it's logically impossible to say that if in the Haktorah he messed up on these machshavos, that therefore the carbon would be possible. It's not worse than if there was lo huktu klal, if he never was mocked to the Emurim. Because even if he wasn't mocked to the Emurim went the way of all flesh, the carbon would be kosher because that was clinched at the moment of Zrikas Adam. So therefore, even though we're deriving from clear cut Yalfusos that we need all six machshavos with regard to at the moment of Haktara, but nevertheless, we're not going to apply the principle that in the absence of these machshavos, lo ol l'bailam l'shem chova. Again, if you're talking about the psul of shinui kodesh or shinui bailam, the first two on the list of the six, that's one thing.
Deal breakers.
Those are deal breakers. Those are critical. Those are derived from psukim unto themselves. And therefore this halach of lo ol l'bailam l'shem chova. But as far as the balance of the six, meaning the other four, that's a very important embellishment, and certainly the Kohen is required to have those machshavos at the time of Haktoras Haimurim. That's explicit, and that's derived from Sukkim, but it cannot be that that would be critical to the Kashrus HaKarban, because as Tosfos is hu atzmo shlo hiktu emurav kosher. As far as the Kashrus HaKarban, even if there was never a Haktoras Haimurim, the carbon is kosher. So it cannot be that If he messes up on these four machshavas at the time of Haktaras Yibum, that would pass the korban lo ol bayil l'shem chova, because the chovas of bayil was already achieved at the moment of zrika sadam.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense? I mean, there are many cases when doing something wrong is worse than not doing it at all.
But not after the kashrus of the korban. Meaning, you're right. There may be halachas in which we're going to be more machmir in, let's say, a machshava poselis than in the absence of any machshava whatsoever, which is called staman lishman. But again, all those diunim, all those discussions and issues are only before we got to the point where the korban is kosher. We never find that you can pasel a korban l'mafreya if the korban was already kosher. Meaning, as I said before, the Zrikas Adam was implemented, let's go celebrate. As the Israelis would say, Yesh Siba L'Misiba. You know, there's a good enough reason for a holiday here. That's it. Get ended. Again, you can do whatever terrible things Chas V'Shalom you do after the Zrikas Adam and after the Kapara was achieved, but that's not going to undermine the Kapara. So again, there are very few things in Kodshim that I can tell you I feel like I stand on solid ground, and I can promise you, but this is the one exception. I can promise you that once the carbon is kosher, it's never going to be possible afterwards. But here's what I want to ask you, and the answer should be simple to everyone sitting in this room. Is Tosus operating with a pasuk, or is operating with a svara? In other words, when Tosus wants to derive this conclusion and establish, formulate this principle that the machshavos that we require, the six machshavos with regard to Haktaras Emurim, are only lechatchila, but they're not critical, they're not ma'akiv in the kashas of korban, does Tosus quote a pasuk for that? The Gemara all of the Shas says, Ibai save a cry, Ibai save a smar. Does Tosus have a cry here? Does he have a pasuk? Oh, look at this pasuk. The pasuk tells you that the carbon is kosher even in the absence of these machshavas at the time of Haktaras Yibum. He's clearly operating with smar. Okay. So that's Roman numeral number one for our discussion today. For Roman numeral number two, I would ask you to open up to Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay then? If you happen to have brought your Chelek Aleph of Zvachim from your home, then you're in good shape. If you didn't bring Chelek Aleph, then you'll have to beg, borrow, and steal. Okay then? So where are we on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph? It's a very long Daf. Okay? So we're looking, okay, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Can you open up Zvachim Yud Gimel Amud Aleph? Okay. So we're looking at a sugya with regard to Pigel. Okay? And the Gemara wants to know whether Machsheves Pigel passes the carbon in all four avodos, or it's only in Shechita. Let's say, for example, if the Kohen is Makabel the Dam, and he has in mind that the Zrika will be done tomorrow, so that was his Machshav at the time of Kabbalah. And the Gemara here, towards the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, quotes a Braisa, and the Braisa establishes that there's a Machshav of Moelis means Poselis, of Pigel, even at the time of Kabbalah. So again, the Machshava Poseles of Chutz L'Zmano, which is called Pigel, always relates to something that's going to happen later on. Like, for example, you know, he's Zorik the Dam with the Machshava that he'll eat the Basa tomorrow, or he'll be Makta the Murim tomorrow. Or, for example, he shechs the Karbon with the Machshava that he will be Zorik the Dam L'Mochar, I mean Chutz L'Zmano. What about Kabbalah Saddam? So the Braisa has a pasuk here. Do you see the pasuk where he quotes him, "Hey ochel ye ochel b'psar zevach shlomov"? And you might have in parentheses it says pigulhu. Do you have that? It's about seven lines up from the bottom. Do you have such a thing? I didn't count the lines. Oh, and then it says lo ye rotze. and the Gemara is talking about a machshava to eat the basar of the zevach shlamim biyom hashlishi. How many days do we have for eating the basar of the shlamim? Only 2 days, and he has in mind for the sake of yom shlishi. So how do I know that the carbon is pigul? And the Gemara derives this from the pasuk hey achel ye achel, and then it says lo ye rotze. And this extra hey achel ye achel is going to teach me even during Kabbalah. So again, we've lifted up Kabbalah to the level of Shechita and so forth. And how does this Bryce interpret hey achel ye achel? Bidvarim hamevim lidei achila kosev medabe. Okay. So in other words, all the avodos are necessary to culminate with zrika and to be matir the basar. So in any of those machshava, of any of those avodos which are mevim lidei achila, which are part of the process that culminates with zrika to be matir the basar, that's all included under the pasuk pigul hu. Yachol ani marbe af shficha shirayim. You have that? It's about 4 lines before the end of the page. Yachol, I might think that perhaps a machshav of chutzuzmano as a machshav of poselis could operate to generate pigul even at the moment of shvicha shirayim. Okay, so we're talking about li'achar zrika, and after the kohen was makabel the dam in the klishares, and then he brings the dam, molichas adam to the mizbeach, he finished up his zrika, what's still left in the klishares? Shiarim, right? Those shirayim have a requirement of what's called shficha al yisod hamizbeach. Again, in certain karbonos, which we didn't get to, that's called chatos privios. That's a critical avodah. But that, let's talk about in general, in most kachim, a chatos chitzona, for example. So there's a din of shficha with regard to shiori adam. So whole machlokas tanoim, what if he does zrika instead of shvicha, where the shvicha is bechal zrika, zrika is bechal shvicha, whatever, that's not for us now. But basically on the yisod ha-mizbech, which is the foundation, the base that goes around the mizbech, he has to do a shvicha on the shiori adam. Now the Gemara wants to know, what happens if immediately after the zrika, he takes the shiori adam, and when he does his shvicha, he has in mind that the next stage, which is going to be haktara or achila, in the case of achilas adam or achilas mizbeach in haktara, it should be lemachar, it should be liachar zman, with the machshava of chutz lizmano, meaning a machshava haposelos of pigul, operate even at the moment of shvichas shirayim.
And that would be different than if he had a machshava of doing the shvicha or the haktara zimurim at the wrong time while he was doing Shechita or Kabbalah Zedah?
No, in other words, if he has a machshava of, well, of Shechita Shirayim?
I'm saying, you're saying the case is that he's already done the Zrika Saddam, and now
right,
he's having a wrong machshava when he's doing the two acts,
right,
as opposed to when he's doing, for instance, Shechita, he's having a mind that I'm going to do the Shechita Shirayim next Thursday. Which
right,
is beyond his mind. I mean, that's not our case.
No, that's not our case. I don't think that would be pigul. But we'll see if maybe your case will come up. I wasn't addressing that case. I'm talking, again, why am I quoting to you the sugya? Because there's a havamin here in the sugya that there might be a machshava poselis of pigul post zrika. That's mind-boggling. And not only in shvicha shirayim, meaning at the time of Shricha Shirayim he had this Machshava Poselis, but the Brisa continues and says Haktaras Emurim. This is really a mind-boggling clincher. I mean, at the time of Haktaras Emurim he has a Machshava Mefagelis, right? He has a Machshava Poselis. And Talmud Lomar, well, now what does Talmud Lomar tell you? Just those two words. That I can't derive this conclusion logically. Talmud Lomer means I need a pasuk, and the pasuk is by Yom Hashlishi Lo Yeiratza Hamakriv Oso Lo Yechashev. Lo Yechashev is referring to a Machsheves Pigul. And since the Torah says Hamakriv Oso, is it means that it's Dafka the Hakrova that terminates with what? With Zrika, but not beyond Zrika. And then the Gemara goes ahead and says the following, that the pasuk itself says Hamakriv Oso, and it means that if he had a machsheves achilas habasar biyom hashlishi is lo yeiratzeh, so he had a machsheves pigul. At what point did he have this machsheves pigul? It says hamakriv. So right now the Brice identifies hamakriv as the moment of zrikas adam, because again the pasuk is talking about lo yeiratzeh, so we're talking about ritzui, and which of the four avodos concentrates or generates ritzui? That's the zrikas adam. So the Brice asks the following: zrika bichlal hoisa. In other words, zrika is considered all the machshavos, but here in the pasuk lo yiratzeh, the Torah took zrika, so to speak, out of the klal. Lama yatzes. Why did the Torah have to focus its attention and single out the avodas ritzui, which means the zrika? Lahakish eleh v'lomar lecha ma zrika miyuchedes she avoda uma akeves kapara. Af kol avoda. Some have the gears of uma keves kapara. Yatzu shvichas shirayim vehaktoras emurim she'ein ma'akvin es kapara. In other words, based on this, this principle, it was one of the Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah just spent, that if you have something that was bechlal, the yotzah in a klal is a lamed al atzmo yotzah, the klal lamed al klal kulo yotzah. Meaning that now we had zrika in the klal, which indicates all the avodos, and now we took it out of the klal to indicate that you have to have something for machsheves pigul aposel, you have to have something similar to zrika. And what's zrika? What is that a paradigm of? It's a paradigm of the avoda hamakeves kapara, and therefore within the context of all the avodas that are ma'akvos kapara, which includes shchita kabbalah and holocha, a machsheves pigul will passel the carbon and lo yeiratzeh. So we take zrika out. Now, why did you have to take zrika out? We would have applied this to all the avodos. So the Gemara says we had to take zrika out to exclude pigul at the time of shvicha of shirayim al yisod or haktaras emurim, because in those cases it's ein ma'akvin es hakapara. Is Rav Bosai, what do you see from this? Is the Gemara coming back to Tosfos' svara? We started with Tosfos, right? And Tosfos says that it's eno hu atzmo im lo hukter emurav kosher, meaning that even if you drop the ball on haktaras emurim, nevertheless the carbon is kosher, because as we said, when is the kapara clinched? At time of zrika. Is the Gemara reiterating what Tosfos says? Yes and no. It does say that the halacha of machsheves psul is limited to dvarim ma'akvin es hakapara, and that really, how should I say, supports Tosfos, substantiates Tosfos. But on the other hand, what's the discrepancy here between the sugya and Tosfos? Tosfos, we say, was operating with what? With svara. The Gemara is operating clearly with psukim and a very complicated kind of derivation in which he starts with lo yeiratzeh, which indicates that we're talking about a machsheves pigul aposel at ritzui, at the point of ritzui, which the Gemara identifies as zrika. And then to boot, we ask, so why did the Torah have to take zrika out of the klal of all the avodos, which are all part of the Hechsherah Karbon? And the answer is, there are two types of avodos. There are types of avodos that fit the bill of Dumya Dizrika. Dumya Dizrika means it's Ma'keves. And then there are other parts of the avodah which are not critical, and they're not ma'akivis ha-kapor. The kapor was would be clinched, or was clinched without them, like for example shvicha shirayim or haktar se'murim, and therefore it's not ma'akivis ha-kapor, and therefore the halach of machshav poselis doesn't apply. But when Tosus talks about the machshav poselis, he just uses the svara. And Rabosa, I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure which way we should be inclined, and I'm not sure who's doing better for us. In some sense, I find the Gemara more of a Pella than Tosus, but in any event, you know, Tosus can't change the Gemara. The Gemara says in order to exclude the possibility of Machshava Haposeles in let's talk about it, Akhtar Seymurim, that's the case that Tosus was addressing, I need a Alfusa, I need a Pasuk. Tosus says I don't need any Pasuk. You know, somehow I identify with Tosus. I mean, you've already established the kashrus of the Karman. It's not Ma'akev. In other words, that which is Ma'akev has already been achieved, namely Zrikas Adam. What's the Halamina here to say that there would be a Machshava Poseles after Zrika, that the Gemara needs a Pasuk for that? If you don't mind, Rabbi Osa, I can just take a minute here. There's a footnote here in the Mesifta. He says the following. Oh. This has to do with an earlier point in the Braisa. Do you remember the Braisa at the beginning spoke about Kabbalah Saddam? And the Bryce establishes that this Pigul, even at the moment of Kabbalah Saddam. And you may recall that in the course of the ratio of this Bryce to establish Pigul at the time of Kabbalah, the Bryce says, Dvar ma'meviyim lidei achila ha-kosu medaber. You remember there was a double language in the Pasuk, Heyochel Yeyochel. So in this footnote, he's bothered by the Havamina of Shvicha Shirayim and Akhtar Simurim, not the way we were bothered, but he's bothered by a difference. Since the Bryce has already committed itself in the Reisha that only Dvar Ma'avim Lidei Achila lend themselves to Pigul, he says, but Shvichas Shirayim and Haktar Seymurim Einam Dvarim HaMeviyim Es HaKarmel Lidei Heter Achila. So again, you have to know a little bit more about Kodshim here, but he's saying that there are four avodos that can be classified as Meviyim Lidei Achila, but Shvichas Shirayim and Haktar Seymurim don't fit that bill. And since the Brice is already established from the pasuk Heyochel Yochel, Pigul Hulo Yeratza, that it's only if it's Heyochel Yochel, it's only an avoda which is Mevili De Achila. What's the Havamina that I need another pasuk to exclude Haktara Seymurim?
Oh, when you say Achila, you mean Achilas Adam.
Right, Achilas Adam. So the truth is, I don't understand why he's asking this question about Akhtar Seymurim. I understand why he's asking this question about Shvicha Shirayim. Shvicha Shirayim is not an element of a matir that's required in order to allow me to eat the basa. Akhtar Seymurim is. As we don't eat the basa until after Akhtar Seymurim. So let me just read the next few lines. He says, "Legabe Akhtar Seymurim," or maybe he's saying what I say, "Yesh Lomar Shachen Heim Nechshavim Kedavra Matyos Hakorban Bachila Shekein Mashma Miloshen Rambam." This is a Rambam in Psuya Mikdoshim. The Rambam says that Achila Kodem Akhtar Seymurim is an Isur. So before Akhtar Seymurim, you're not allowed to eat the Basar. That's Achilas Adam, right? So it turns out that Akhtar Seymurim is Mati the boss of Achila, and that's clear from the Rambam. So again, if we're trying to fulfill, you know, fill in the category of Heyochel Yochel Dvar Ma'avivim Lidei Achila, then we can add Akhtar Seymurim into the deal, into the group. But he says that's not true for Shvicha Shirayim. What was the meaning by Shvicha Shirayim? So he says that he's not even sure about Akhtar Seymurim. This is based on a sugya in Psachim. I have to go back to Psachim and learn this sugya apparently, because the Sugyan Bimsachim says that you're not allowed to eat the basar before Akhtaras Imurim if the Imurim are available. But let's say the Imurim are not available, then Hakarba Nechal Gam Beli Akhtaras Imurim. And that's a Sugyim Psochim on Daf Nun Tes Omen Beis.
So that makes it not a matir, it makes it
it's a quasi matir. I mean, if the Emurim are there, then the Isra Achilas HaBosa continues until after Akhtaras Emurim. And it's only the Akhtaras Emurim that clinches the matir. But if there are no Emurim to be had, then the Zrikas Adam itself is going to be matir the Achilas HaBosa. So I'm not sure how to classify Akhtaras Emurim in the context of Dvar HaMeviim Lidei Achila. It could be that it is a Dvar HaMeviim Lidei Achila in 99% of the cases.
Depends which korban, doesn't it?
Well, I'm talking about all korbanos except for Ola.
Okay.
Well, what do you mean? What do you have in mind?
We're in Ola.
Yeah. All korban is set for Ola with an Achilas Adam. So the Akhtaras Emurim is a precondition to Achilas Adam, but that's only if you have the possibility of Akhtaras Emurim.
But it's also
correct. When I say Achilas Adam, I'm not going into the question of Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kachim, Kachim. Achilas Adam, you'll fill in the blanks over here.
But isn't that the same thing with Shvichas Damim? It says him lo nasan lo ike. That doesn't mean that if he was nosing in the wrong place, did somewhere else, that it would be ma'akev.
I don't think it's ma'akev. I think it's only ma'akev in Chatos Pnimius, if I remember correctly. Okay. But again, that's not the point here. The point is that what was the Havamina to classify Shvichas Shirayim, or for that man Akhtaras Emurim, as Dvar HaMeviim Lidei Achila, when you could have the Achilas HaBosa without Shvichas Shirayim and without Akhtaras Emurim? That's not exactly our question. We were asking, why Bechlal does the Gemara have a Havamina that something that comes post Zrika, which means post Kapara, would possibly passel the Karma? So that, unfortunately, I don't find of it. I was hoping maybe I would find it. It could be it's here. You know, he's got extensive writings here. So if anybody has a chance to look this up.
He didn't say it
possibly. He says, maybe this is it. Maybe this is it. Halo akar. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I found it. Halo akarban kvar hukshar kodim lachem bizrika. Velo yitochen shali achash kvar hukshar akarban yachsav yiposel vafreya. Oh, now I'm a happy camper. Because until then he was kvetching, is it a dora, maybe the achil it's a mat or not, and then Akhtar Sibur, maybe yes, maybe shrikhas domim not. But here, he has a clear cut cash. So he quotes the Brisker Rav. Again, this seems to be common, not only in the Nefesh HaTova, but even in the Masifta. And he says the following. I'm just going to read this to you. I'm not saying I understand it. This I think I do better with, but let me present this to you. He says that there's a sugya on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. So if somebody could be kind enough to open up to Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph and help me out of here. This is Machlokas Shin Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. And I'm trying to remember if they were talking about Shvichas Shirayim, perhaps. Is that possible? If somebody could just check me out on that. Do you see that? Machlokas Shin Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva on Chav Tes Amud Aleph. I'm hoping that you're talking about Shvichas Shirayim. That's the sugya of whether Shvika is Bechlal Zrika or not Bechlal Zrika, I think. See, Don, the bottom line is you have to review it 50 million times. It wasn't months ago that we did together Chav Tes Amud Aleph, but whatever it is, it is. But at least we have the ideas here, and let's see if my ideas are correct here, that the sugya there is talking about Shvichas Shirayim.
It's
All right. If I have to look for myself, I don't mind. I shouldn't be wasting. Let me take out my.
Yeah, I got the wrong sefer here.
You have it there, Don? No, there's no chavtes.
It's right.
So what's taking so long here? I'm getting impatient.
I'm not asking for maskana. I'm asking what the machlokas is.
That's what I'm wondering.
Somebody have a gemara?
He's talking about that. He's talking about zeva.
You have a Gemara there? Oh,
is that?
Oh no, I can't. I'm allergic to those Gemaras. Yeah, okay. That's that. This is more or less classic, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
So what do you mean exactly? So what's the case?
The case is that he had machshava of pigle.
When?
After the
when? I know after zrika, yeah, but when exactly? Is it during shvichas?
Mibsar zevach shlama. Rabbi Elazar. Chof asnach lishmoa b'machashiv lechol mizivcho. So since it was already,
I just want to know at what point is this during Shvichas Hashirayim? That's all. If you could just give me a yes or no answer, I'll be very happy. If my memory serves me well, I learned this about a month ago. But a month ago in Kachim is a long time ago, and I think the sugya was about Shvichas Hashirayim. Was it not? If somebody could just either confirm or reject that, I'd be very happy. Where is this? Just one second. Okay, so I don't know. Again, I just don't want to hold this up, but I think he's talking about Shvichas Hashirayim. If somebody could look that up. So it comes out like this, that according to Rabbi Akiva, against Rabbi Eliezer, there's a possibility of passing the korban li'achashu hukshar. So the Brisker Rav wants to suggest that our brisa here on Daf Yud Gimel reflects the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, and therefore we need a mute with regard to Shvichas Hashirayim and Haktaras Himurim, that there's no machsheves pigel to passel the korban. And then he tells you to look for further elucidation in the Yalkut Biurim. Let's see if we can quickly find that. What daf on Yud Gimel, right? Let's see. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, let me just see. I'm sorry to hold you up here, but that's the name of the game. Here he says the following: Heich toil machsheves pigul lifsol tzakar b'liachshech shero l'mafreya. Eich sover atanush al abraisa b'habamin and sheshayach machsheves pigul b'shvicha shirayim u'baktor simurim ala korban kvar hukshar kodem lachem bizrika. V'lo yitochin sheli achash kvar hukshar korban yachsov yipasol mafreya. Hagriz tirates shebe'emes nirushin nechleku be'inyin zeh. Tanoim, B'daf chav tesam and aleph. The af shemavur diladas Rabbi Eliezer liachar shulcha korban einu yochalach liposel ladas Rabbi Akiva shayach shakorban yiposel liachar shalhukshar. So he doesn't go into detail here. He says in kain abraisa kan he ladas Rabbi Akiva. That's what I got from this at this particular juncture in time. There's a lot more here, but
Fred Horn says that he wants to learn people from Chutzla Mekomo, and Chutzla Mekomo also includes the time with the Shas Bama, when it was there was no Achila and there was no Haktaras Haimurim altogether.
Yeah, but I don't know what Chutzla Mekomo means, but Beheter Bamas is no Mekomo.
That's what he said.
Okay.
That's what he couldn't do, because it was
Chutzla Mekomo. So I will say, how many people are able to get the, you know, I don't know about the photocopy, but
I got a few copies.
Oh, you do? Great. So if everyone could look here on page, what page is it? It's Siman Yud Zayin?
Yud Bet.
Yud Bet?
Yud Bet.
Yud Bet. Okay, great. So he says the following. It's, you know, again, this sefer is very confusing because everything works by osio, so a simonim. It doesn't work by page numbers. It drives me a little bit nuts. I don't know why he did that. But. So he writes that mevur b'divrei ha-tosfos, again, this is the tosfos at the beginning of Zvachim that we saw, that it's impossible to assume that is machshava poseles in haktaras imurim, because haktaras imurim ain't on makemes, and even in the absence of haktaras imurim, the carbon is kosher. Mashma de tosvis, the dover zeh nafkalita mi svara. We can derive it from logic that there's no such thing as a psul lomafreya. Once there was what? There was zrika. Oh, but vehine lekamon yud gimel min aleph gabi psul pigol. The Gemara says, Yochalani Marba Af Shvicha Shiraim Akhtar Simum Tabin Lomar. And the Gemara goes on to exclude anything that's not similar to Zrika, which means anything that's not Ma'akiv in the Kapara. Vitzarech Iyud. Why is it that in the Sugya Daf Yud Gimel, Itzrich Kro, we need a Pasuk, for the same Svara, which Tosus assumes would be operative even without a Pasuk? Tosus doesn't feel compelled to derive this from any sort of Yalfusa. If it's not Ma'akvis Kapara, then there's no Shaychas here of a Machshava Poseles. So he suggests one answer and he rejects it, and then he comes back with a second answer. So let's take a look at the answer that he rejects. And he says the following. Perhaps Tosfos is already after the Pasuk. Meaning that what Tosfos says at the beginning of the Masechta, without even referring to the Yalfusa on Daf Yud Gimel, he's predicating him Svara on the Pasuk. And Basa de Goli Kro, once the Torah has told us that with regard to Pigel is only Shayach when it's Ma'akvis Kapor, but not Lemafreya, once the Kapor was achieved, is Nilmad Misham, we're going to derive from this a general principle that there's no such thing as a psul karbon with any machshava whatsoever if you're already post zrika. Only if you're up to something that's ma'akivis a kapara, then you can talk about a machshavas psul. So he rejects this. Now, the question is, I'm going to just quickly run through this rejection. I really want to get to the next paragraph, but just to me, to make it a Dover Sholem, he quotes a Tosus on Dav Zayin Amid Beis, based on a Sifri, with regard to Shina Kodesh. It says, V'zavachta, Ein li ela zvicha shara avodas minayin. And now the Gemara, the Sifri derives from a Pasuk, that in the Machshava Poselis of Shini Kodesh applies to all Avodos, not just to Zricha, not just to Shchita. Yochal Af Hekter Chelba, which means Haktor Sa'imurim, Talmud Lomer Vizavachta. In other words, the Sifri, which is quoted by Tosfos, clearly needs a Pasuk, a Miut, of Vizavachta, to exclude Shinui Kodesh, meaning Machsheva Shalol Lishma, in the case of Hekter Chalove. The Kasa Halove Tosa. Tosa says, Ein Zek is Sugya Shalonu, that there seems to be a slight discrepancy between the Sifri and its Rasha and our Sugya. Lishinui Kodesh Mikra Achrina. In other words, our Sugya implies that there's a different pasuk that teaches me that there's no machshava poseles in the case of what? In the case of haktoras haimurim. So again, let's just review. Our sugya here, Daf Yud Gimel, derives that there's no machshava poseles peshas haktoras haimurim from this equation to zrika. The Gemara, but the Torah's Kohanim, quoted in Tosan Daf Zayin, derives this same conclusion that in Haktorah Seimurim there's no machshav of Shalol Lishma to pasal the Karban from the pasuk Vizavachta. Al kol panim avur b'sifri de lo sagi b'kra de pigul, that even though the Gemara has the pasuk equating to Dam here on Yud Gimel to exclude Haktar Seimur from Pigel, that's not enough to impact or to teach us anything about Shalol Lishma. Meaning, even though there's no Machsheves Pigel Aposeles in Haktar Seimurim, but nevertheless there might be a psul of Shalol Lishma in Haktaras Imurim. In Kain Mashakos of Atosvis, what Tosvis says here at the beginning of Zvachim, the Misvara, E Machshava Posels Baktara, Hainu Misvara Greda, the Dovashedim Akev, Lo Posla Bo Machshava, the Hech, the Kosha Hech Nafgalon, Dovarze Misvara, Bidaleka Kra. Basically, what he's saying is that Tosvis on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, clearly indicates that we need a pasuk. In fact, we need two psukim to teach us that there's no psul of machshava poselis in haktoras imurim. One pasuk we need for the machshava of shalol lishma. That's the sifri of Izavachta. Another pasuk he says we need for pigul of chutz lizmano. And that's the pasuk that the Gemara quotes here on Daf Yud Gimel. So if that be the case, Tosus is really committed to the principle that Haktaras Imurim logically, al pisvara, would actually be a candidate for a Machshava Poseles, whether it's Shalol Lishma, whether it's Pigel. And in both cases, we need a pasuk, Yalfusa Lafuki, from that logical possibility. Whereas when you read the Tosas at the beginning of the Masechta, you get the impression that he doesn't need a pasuk at all. That if it's not Ma'akiv, it's a Kapara, the Kapara was already clinched, then there's no Havamina to talk about a Machshava Poseles. And here he quotes the Brisker Rav. Now, I'm curious to know whether this is going to be the same Brisker Rav that we saw in the Masechta. He says, Hada Noktu Atosas Hocha Misvara, this is not what we saw before. Eino mitam amavur gabi pigul to dovashenim ma'akiv lo poslabo machshava. In other words, the svara that Tosus is saying that there's no psul of shini kodesh in haktaras haimurim, which is the Tosus at the beginning of Zvachim, that's not identical with the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel, because the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel that needs a pasuk is addressing the case of Machsheves Pigul and establishes based on the Alfusa that since Hator Seimurim is not Ma'akev Es HaKapara, therefore there's no psul of Machsheves Pigul. Ela Svaras Hatosasi Al Pi Amavur B'Gemara L'Kamon. So you remember that the Gemara quotes Rabbi Eliezer on Daf Chof Tes, and Rabbi Eliezer says, "Achashu kosher yachzor v'yifsol." How is it possible that there could be a psul in the karbal of mafreya once it's already kosher? That was Rabbi Eliezer. Vahainu, the lo shayach sheyachzor a karbal v'posel v'machshava liachas rikas adam shekvar hurtza u'machshava behaktar seimurim achas rikahi. Now again, you and I would ask the following question: that if we, with regard to shalo lishma, we have a svara which Tosfos presents at the beginning of Zvachim, and Rabbi Eliezer is quoted as presenting the same svara on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph in Zvachim, that once the korban is kosher, it can't be possible. If the Gemara is willing to apply that with regard to shalo lishma, meaning in Shina Kodesh, and that's the case that that Tosfos is discussing at the beginning of Zvachim, and if that's derived from svara, then why not go a step further and derive from that same svara the case of Pigel, that if he had a machsheves Pigel at the time of machsheves at the time of Akhtar Zimurim, that would not pass the carbon because the carbon was already clinched and it's kosher at the time of what?
Zrika.
Of the Zrika. So he writes here, Omnam gabi machsheves Pigel lo sagi besvarazu vatam baze yivur lekaman yud gimel amin alef os kuf nun gimel. How do you like that? So now we have to open up to Os Kuf Nun Gimel. Let's see if we can find that.
Which one?
153, if that helps.
No.
Bless you. Let's see if we can.
Kuf.
Yeah, here it is. It's a Kufayin.
Wow, it's a gigantic siman. I was hoping I would get a quick fix over here, but this is a whole to do.
It's 2 pages.
Yeah, well, 2 pages of the Nefesh Tova could take me 3 hours. It's not twice that amount of time. Nice if he would have said, you know, Dibra Maska. 1 second. He just says Os Kufnun Gimel, which is gigantic. Alright. So I can't do that right now. Ula, okay. So now he has another cache of the Brisker Rav. Im Kenu, Tevaktoras Emur Mitzad Etzem Havoda. Roi shetiposel machshava afal gav sheena avoda makeves v'rak mitzad asvar the dover shehukshar lo chozer benifsal lo posla im kain after mahani svar zu shelo yiposel akarba mikomukam aktor seimurim atzma shadayin lo hukshara tiposel.
What just
the Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what his cash is. Let me try to clear this in my brain. He's saying that there's Allah, that the carbon itself is possible. And what once it's kosher, it can't become possible. But however, if there's a svarb that haktaras imurim is it should that there should be a machshava posel, it's just that it's already kosher. So then the Brisker Rav doesn't understand why the haktaras imurim itself should be kosher, it should be posel. That's what we're saying over here. Right, it just it takes me a little longer to digest it. In other words, I think he's saying the following, that if at the time of Haktaras Imurim, I don't know exactly what the case is, I'm going to just make up a case in my mind that this might not be appropriate, I don't know. But let's say he has to be maktir the chelev and the yoseres hakovid. I'm just throwing it out. So he is maktir the chelev with the makshava that he'll be maktir the yoseres hakovid tomorrow. Then he goes ahead and he's maktir the yoseres hakovid. So the Brisker Rav wants to know, in such a case, would there be a psul in the haktaras haimurim? Which could be ma'akim the achilas habasar, even because we said that if there is a murim, then that's the matir of the achilas habasar.
Right.
So he's saying that as far as the machshava poseles of haktaras imurim is concerned, that should passel the imurim. It can't passel the carbon itself because the carbon is kosher by virtue of the zrika, but it should be a machshava poseles in the Eimurim. Now you might ask, you know, like my nafkemina. So the nafkemina could be in terms of the achilas habasar,
right,
whether or not this haktaras Eimurim would have the power to be mati the basar. I don't know. He doesn't spell it out here. Oh, maybe he does spell it out. Oh, he says after lechor leka nafkemina ba meshak torah nifseles kevin shein haktar ma keves. So my nafkemina to the Brisker Rav's question, okay, I'll grant you that the haktaras imurim is possible. So what? I mean, okay, but what difference does it make? The carbon is kosher without the haktaras imurim. Mikol makom, ikar nafkemina. Why? For the achilas habasar. Let's see if I'm on the right track. Again, so far he doesn't give you the scenario here exactly, which I wish he would have fleshed out here. Again, I'm not sure why he mentions Kohanim here. I would have said Achilas HaBosar, because it applies to even Yisraelim. Yeah. But in any event, see, things are beginning to come up again and again, which is exciting. He says, I was trying to come up with a chutzus mano. He's saying Shini Kodesh. So instead of being makta the emurim of an olis, being makta the emurim of shlonim, the ilo mifsel aktorim kein aktora materes sabosal achila val e nifselos aktora atzma ein abosar muteres al shiyatza v'yakter lishma. Ah, interesting. He could do another aktora. That's interesting. How does that work?
With what?
I don't know yet, but you're asking excellent questions, Tom. I'm just trying to just get the taste of what he's saying. He's saying that even if you would hold that there's a psul of, let's say, Machsheves Shinu Kodesh in Haktaras Eimurim, it does, you know, the ball game is not over. The ship has not yet sunk to the bottom of the ocean.
It doesn't possibly
because he says he could be Choser V'yakter Lishma. Again, I'm not sure. He must be assuming that he has a certain volume of a murim,
right,
and he can now. It's sort of like the discussion we once had about the case of Nishmach Adam, right, where he was makabel adam from the tzavara behema, then it fell onto the floor, and he could just maybe, or alternatively, if he can't collect it up, he could, if there's still dam nefesh in the tzavar. So he can be Choser and Zorik the Dam. So here also, if there's still something left for the Akhtara, he can salvage the situation by being Makhtar at Lishma and correct his wrong. Another Nafkamina, he says, Yesh listavik bak toras kama mine murim. In other words, how much, what volume of the Akhtar Simurim is absolutely critical to be matter the Achil Sambosa? Im Sagi Bekizayis, the Ispe Shem Akhtara, Od Be'inan Sheyakhtir Kulu Eimurim. So he says, this is a suffix in the Chazanish. The Hach Naf Community Tochin Rak Im Sagi Bakhtaras Kizayis. So he's actually addressing the question that you raised. How can the Brisker Rav talk about repeating the Torah and this time getting it right in Lishma? The answer is because we're holding now that all you need is a Kizayis to be Machshir, the Torah Seimurim, and be Matir the Basar, so that even if on the first Kizayis, let's say he had Shalom Lishma, and that would not be a Matir for the Basar, but nevertheless, if he replaces it and follows up with the second Kizayis and he does Torah Lishma, that would be enough to be Matir the Basar. Is therefore titochen isagi baktoris kizayis. If on the other hand you need the entire volume of the emurim in order to be matir what? To be matir the basar, then since he already did a shalol shma on part of the emurim, he could never possibly be matir the shirayim. Im hiktir kizayis bipsul is chozer umaktir od kizayis lahatir sachila. Interesting. Wow, this is fascinating. You hear this? I both say this is mind-boggling. I'll tell you, Kutchum gets more and more exciting as you go along. Yeah. You ready for this one? Like, hold on to your chairs. This is so counterintuitive. He's saying the following: that if he had a shalol lishma on one kizayis in Akhtar Seimurim, so in other words, he was makdir a kizayis of an olaf l'shem shalom. He says, then you can discuss the possibility. Let me get this straight. Oh, then there's a halos psul on that kizayis, right. And if I assume that in order to be matir the basar, which is a suffix in the chazanish, according to one side, that I need all the emurim in order to be matir, I need aktar and all the emurim, the entire vine, in order to be matir the what, the basar, then this would be impossible, irrectifiable. But get this: if he had a machsheves lishma on all the emurim, the entire volume, then the basar would be mutar b'achila. Isn't that counterintuitive?
Mm-hmm. Right.
In other words, here is a chotei niskar, meaning if he messes up even more, then we can allow for the achila.
It doesn't exist.
Because then it's like nevad ha'emurim.
Right.
And the halach is, if that all the emurim get lost, then you can eat the basar. Because as we said before, like Torsi Murm is only a matir, it's only a precondition to be matir if you have the Imurim. But now that you've had a psul of Shalol Lishma in the Imurim, in the Gans Imurim, right?
Yeah.
Because you were matir all the Imurim, L'shem what? L'shem Shlomim instead of L'shem Ola, then the Imurim are completely parcel from soup to nuts, and therefore it's like the Imurim don't exist. And if the Imurim don't exist, the carbon, it's matir, you can be matir the basa through the Zrikas Adam without the Imurim. Wow, that's wild. Umiu Yesh Lomar, the Af Ibeinon Shiyakter is Kol Imurim Kedei Lahatir Asa Basa, Akati Naf Gemina. Im hikter kula machsheves shlo lishma, di efshar, di chashiv aktar psula, v'abasa muter mishum davi ke'avdu imurim. So again, what happened over here? He had a machsheves shlo lishma on the entire imurim, and we want to be matir the basa because it's equivalent to what? To avdu imurim. Be'inon sheyisrifu imurim. She sarfu aymurim legamre, velodak she tivshol bohema or kidin aktora. So this is a sugi menachas. Apparently, you got to know everything to know anything. There's a general principle in Kodshim that all you need Li'ikuva, in other words, all that's critical is called Achizas Ha'or, that some part of it, of the Kodshim that was brought on the Mizbeach, is already consumed. You know, it's like the, you know, it's like the sneh, you know, it's lo ukal, but part of it is burnt. However, the Gemara Menachos establishes that with regard to a murim, the halacha of achizas ha'or doesn't apply, and instead we need shisarfu haimurim legamri. So, as the kiyum of haktaras haimurim requires sreifa legamri. Okay, so why is that relevant to us? In other words, he had a machsheva shelo lishma and all the emurim, the whole kit and caboodle. So we wanted to say, therefore, it's like avdu, and therefore the basar is mutter. He says that what? Since the basar is not lost, then we need
sreifa. Right. Exactly. What he's saying is that
wait, let's read it again. Do you mind if we read it one more time? Because the language is very sensitive here. He says, Efshar, he's not sure about this, the Ichash of Akhtara Psula. And you want to be Mati the Basar. Because of what? Because of Avdu Haimurim. Is Be'inon She Sarfu Haimurim Legamre. Oh, I think I know what he's saying. That a machshava poseles only applies when you do the entire avoda. So let's say, for example, I don't know if this is a good example, but let's say he had a machshava poseles in shchita siman echad, and he never shechted the second siman. That would not generate pigul, let's say in chutzis man. Why? Because you have to do the entire avoda. Okay, so maybe that's not a good example, but you're getting the point. The point is that to set up a machshava poselis in an avoda, you need that the entire avoda have to be done for a machshava poselis. Yechiel is saying that even if he had a machshava poselis for shnei simonim, that would not be enough. So I'm not sure that that's right. You know, he says that's right. I don't know if it's right. I think if you have one of the four avodos,
are you sure?
No. I'm not trying to pull rank over here, but just if you don't mind, you know, showing me the sources for that, because my impression was that if you have a machshava poselis on any one single avoda, but on the Gantz avoda, and then you continue with the other avodos lishma, you know, I mean to say l'ayom and not l'mochar, then that itself is pigul. But let's say he had a machshavas pigul only on the first simon of shechita. He didn't complete the entire shechita with that machshavas chutzus mano. Then it probably would not be pigul. Again, you might have to know the sugya of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi about tfos lashon rishon. You know what I'm saying? But let's say we go like Rabbi Yossi, the af begmar machshavto. So if we go with Rabbi Yossi, then for sure, if he had a machshava at the beginning of the shechita, that should be a machshava mfageles. But since he only did half of the avoda, that's not an avoda, that's not pigul. So I think what he's saying over here, I'm just guessing, is that there are two dinim in haktaras emurim. One din is placing the emurim on the eish, but that's not enough. You need the sreifas ha'imurim on the eish. Now you might say, well, wait a minute, the very second I put the imurim on the eish and I had the wrong machshava of, you know, l'shem shlovim instead of l'shem ola, then it's ori achizas ha'eish, and that should be enough to clinch the kiyum ha'voda, because as general rule, achizas ha'eish is enough. And that would apply, for example, I don't know, to the Komets or to Levono or to maybe even possibly Taktoras, I don't know, you have to see. But in Emurim, the Sugya Menachos establishes a special din that you need Achi Yisrafu Kulam. So Memela, what you have here is a Machshava Poseles in part of the Avoda. And a Machshava Poseles in part of the Avoda would not qualify as a machshava posel. So let me just see if I can read this into the words. The efshar the choshiv haktara psula. So if the haktara was haktara psula, meaning the entire mitzvah of haktara was bipsul, then I can grant you, you know, I can give you this leash and say to you, you know what, grab onto this. That's keilu avdu haimurim. Why? Because the avodas haktara was bipsul. But in haktara, he says, there's another din, and that is not just, you know, the way he puts it on and the machshavas that he has when he puts it on the mizbeach on the age, but also there's halacha sheisarfo haimurim legamre. And therefore, he says, in kenaf kamina b'machsheva shinui shini kodesh shetipasol b'aktara shetifsol aktara, make it into avdu aymurim v'lo yoser abos v'lo yuta abos v'achilat shisarfu haymurim l'gamre. He says that it could be possible that there would be no psul of machsheva shini kodesh until after the sreifas haymurim l'gamre. And if that be the case, that if the Machsheva Shini Kodesh doesn't passel the Akhtar Seimurim until the Akhtar Seimurim is absolutely complete, which means after Sreifa Seimurim, then we can't use the Svara of Nevdu Aimurim, because it's not Nevdu Aimurim, because it's not Nisraf Lagamri. Ela, the Be'ika Kusha Sagriz Yesh Layin Tuva Dohacha Lo Airi Hatosvis Ligabe Karbonos Hanif Solim B'Machsheva Shalolishma. Because he's not talking about a chatos and a pesach. Elamai lo yalfin and din kashiv lo olu bayil l'shem chova be haktora. Ukim avur b'lishonon tosis lo metzina lemelef behekesh. The name of the lo olu l'shem chova din ze the lo olu l'shem chova vade lo shayach haktora sayburim klal shari enom nekrovim lechova sabaylim v'tzorach im. He's saying the following. When is it shaykh to talk about a machshava poselas at the time of Haktar Seimurim? That's only if you're talking about a machshava poselas that could passel the carbon legamre. So there might be a hava minute to suggest that even at the time of Haktar Seimurim, although it couldn't passel the carbon because it's already what? It's already kosher, but at least it would passel the Haktar Seimurim. That would make sense if you talked about a machshava of chutzizmano, right? Which is an absolute psul on the carbon. The carbon is worth nothing. But Tosis at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim is not addressing the case of chutzizmano. He's talking about a machshava of shinui kodesh, which is eino ol b'ayin l'shem chova. In that case, there's not a machshava here. That Tosis is not dealing with the machshava poselus legamre. So therefore, you can't even have a havamina here that it would apply to Haktar Seimurim. Do you follow? Now, the Briska Rav is saying that in the context of Tosus, that Tosus says that this machshava at the time of Haktar Seimurim could not passel the carbon because it's already kosher with Zrika. But then the Briska Rav says Tosus would admit that as far as Haktar Seimurim are concerned, that machshava posels would operate, and therefore you'd have to suspend the achilas abbasar. He says that can't be. There's no way you can put that into Tosfos. Why? Because Tosfos is not talking about a situation of, let's say, a machshavas pigul. You know, the Briska Rav is right in the case of machshavas pigul. That if, let's say, his machshav b'shas haktar seimurim was l'chutzus mano, then you could talk about passeling the emurim themselves and therefore suspending or negating the heter achilus basa. But Tosis happens to be addressing the case of shinu kodesh and the din of lo ol l'bayim l'shem chova that has no bearing on the emurim themselves. Meaning, there's no way that you could talk about a kind of machshava poselis which would be ma'akev, the kium of the gavra, meaning his personal obligation to bring the karbon in emurim. It just won't work in emurim. Because his obligation vis-a-vis the kachim, called the karbon, terminates with what? With zrika. Once Again, that's why I said before, you want to take a trip to Alaska, you know, after you finish the Zrika, that's it. You know, you should celebrate because you fulfilled your neder, or your nedava, whatever it might be. He's gamarnu. There's a separate mitzvah in Karbanos called Atar Seimurim. But that's not a Chovetz Gavra. That's not part of, within the purview of whether it's Ol, Shem, Bail, Shem, Chov, or not. So this whole psul of Machsheva Shalol Lishma, which is a psul within the context of Bailim L'Shem Chovah, has no bearing on Akhtar Seymour. Rabosai, this is not a secondary point. This is a very, very important point. I'll tell you why. Because what's mind-boggling about everything that we've been studying is this concept that if the Machshava was Ola L'Shlamim, the carbon is kosher, but it's not Ola Bailim L'Shem Chovah. I mean, it's a very strange kind of thing. You're telling me that the carbon is kosher, but you're telling me all the bialim shem choma. What it means is that the bialim have accepted upon themselves an obligation to bring a carbon ola, and a machshava l'shem shlamim undermines their obligation. There's a theory, and there's a contradiction, a conflict between their chova, which is to bring a carbon ola. It's not just some sort of generic chovah to bring a carbon. It's a chovah to bring an ola, and a machshava l'shem shlamim. Because if it's a machshava l'shem shlamim, it falls short of being an ola. That has no impact, says the Brisker Rav, on Akhtar Seymour. Even if there would be such an entity, if I grant you of a machshava posel seymourim, for example, pigel. That's, but not a machshev of shalol lishma, meaning you change the name of the carbon. Changing the name of the carbon is only relevant until the Zrika. Why? Because if you're changing the name of the carbon, then the bialim have not, in effect, have not brought an ola. They brought a shlamim instead of an ola. But once they brought an ola, because the machshava was l'shem ola up until including the Zrika, then the bialim are out of the picture. If the bialim are out of the picture, then a machsheva shalol lishma is completely irrelevant. Now we're dealing with the basar as a separate machayev of haktar al gavi mizbeach, the emurim. We're no longer dealing with the issue of the chovas bialim in terms of the neder and the dov. That already was completed with the machsheva lishma of l'shem ola at the time of the zrika, meaning from shchita until zrika. But if you want to raise the possibility of the machshava poselis in haktaras haimurim, as far as the imurim is concerned, and their impact on the basar, that can make sense if you're talking about a machshava poselis in hilchus kodshim. But if you're talking about a machshava poselis in hilchus olu l'bailu l'shem chova, that's completely off base and completely irrelevant in haktaras imurim, because it's after the bailu already fulfilled that chova. They're already, you know, walking on a glacier in Alaska. I only say that because our friend Dr. Joel is on his way to Alaska. So I wanted to join him. He didn't have room for me in his suitcase. Last year, Dr. Mitch went to Alaska. He sent me a picture, I told you before, of himself at a glacier. I, as soon as I saw the picture, came in my phone, I said, don't move. Because he was at the end of a glacier, you know. So in any event, do you hear the lumbus here? I'm more excited about this postscript here, which is added on at the end, than I am about the whole essay. Because it begins to open up my mind to two different types of psulei machshava. There's one type, a category of psulei machshava, which is called shalol lishma, which has to do with the violin. And that's the first mission zvachim, that if it was ol l'shem shlamim, my friend, then you got to bring a different karma, because yochim is to bring an ol. And that's not considered a kiyum of your neder when you bring it l'shem shlamim. But that only exists up until, but not beyond zrika. Beyond zrika is a whole new parsha of machshava poselis, but has nothing to do with l'shma and shalol l'shma, because that we're finished with. We've already clinched the Lishma at the point of Zrika because the Bailim have fulfilled their Chovah. There are other dinim in Kachim as far as what the Mizbeach demands, and the Mizbeach is going to demand the Imurim, but don't introduce a Machshava Shalom Lishma in this context. You can talk maybe about other Machshavos that have to do with the Kachim per se and the Kodesh, but don't talk to me about Shalom Lishma. And therefore, the Brisker Rav's Chakira here about whether or not there would be a Machshava Poselis in Haktaras Imurim is irrelevant to Tosfos. Because Tosfos is talking about Machshava Shalom Lishmav Shirin Kodesh. Haraya, he's talking about whether it's all the Bible Lashem Chova. So the Brisker Rav's Chakira is a very solid Chakira, but it can't be put into Tosfos. Azoy Shteito, that's what he says. Alright, I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone for a great week. I'm beginning to feel that something here is sinking in. So have a great shot.
There's a general principle that Korban, once it's kosher, meaning after this week it was done right, can everything be possible again?
Yes.
How does that sit with the concept that Mar brings down in the, I don't know what that was, of Zion?
Chavtes, you mean the Rabbi Akiva?
If
you don't need it before, I'll bring your Korban.
Is Mosala the Korban Milan?
Tuesday, Thursday, right?
If you leave it over Nosar, the Pasuk Kodesh is Pasuk Kodesh. Happy Pasuk Kodesh.
I never heard that Nosar Pasuk is the Kodesh. It's only an Eastern Kodesh to eat the Nosar. I don't believe that for 1 minute.
It says, and I'm reading from something that you don't have to say, but it says here, with Pasuk Kodesh is a Pasuk, the Pasuk is
So you have to look at it, because I would say it might be a Hava Mina to say that we're going to penalize him, you know, because he left it over but Maskot it's for Nosar means that he had in mind at the time of the Avoda before the speaker up that it should be Nosar.
So I
don't know, print that out.
So that's where I'm.
Who wrote it?
It's a combination of a whole bunch of.
Oh, it's an anthology.
But
this I never heard. You know, I'd love to see. That's not something that a contemporary could be mechadish. You need a Gemara for that. So he quotes some sort of sugya. Then take a look at that sugya. But I don't believe for one moment that Lamaskana, the Gemara, was going to say that if you leave the Basar Omer and therefore you violate the law of Nosa, therefore the carbon is possible. That I never encountered. No, the Basar is Nosa, you violate an Issa Karis if you eat it. And you might even violate a very severe Issa for leaving it over, but to say the thing for the carbon is possible, I don't know.
Rashi says something very interesting on Chav Zion, that he says the Hava Mina on people is the Hava Mina that it would have the same rules as Chutzli Lilim Komo. And the Chutzli Komo he's talking about by where there's a Bama. What he's saying is the reason it's usher to eat the Basar is not because of the Bama itself. Because it would, if it was a kachim kalim, it would be, you'd be allowed to eat it. The mizbeah, outside the client. So the reason that it's
you can eat it outside the azora.
That's right. So the reason he can't eat it is the reason he can't eat it is because he can't be makri. He can't be makri v'imurim. And if he can't be makri v'imurim, therefore he loses the ability to be able to eat the basar.
Right.
So that fits in with what you were saying, because what Rashi is saying is Kol Zman that the Basar, that the Imurim exist, you cannot, it is not considered as if it was Nevad. It's not Nevad until it no longer exists. So if you were
I'm just giving you the this is the table count of the safer thing. Okay.
I meant to put that line there.
So what he was saying is if you were Makri the Imurim against the Halacha, then